Sonia, the Makba as it happens. A single exhibition was enough to give Conrad Fischer worldwide fame. The venue? A corridor, 10 meters long and 3 wide in a city that was little more than a backwater in contemporary art, Dusseldorf. It all started with Carl André, but was followed by a long list of great artists who turned that 30 square meter space into a challenge and a springboard. Conrad Fischer opened his tiny gallery in the heart of Dusseldorf in 1967, quickly turning it into a laboratory for brilliant ideas that expanded throughout Europe and into the United States. Fischer was also an enormous influence on a generation of artists who led one of the last avant-garde movements in Western art during the second half of the 20th century. Friedrich Meschede and Dorothy Fischer talk about With the Probability of Being Seen, Dorothy and Conrad Fischer, Archives of an Attitude. Conrad Fischer, a many-sided figure. Friedrich Meschede, exhibition curator.
This exhibition is based on the fact that two aspects of Conrad Fischer Luke were presented earlier before.
Dealer.
In 1992, after the 25th anniversary of his gallery, a chronology was published, and it was for the first time that image by image, page by page, we could see the art history of the late 60s, 70s, which happened in the gallery by Conrad Fischer.
Artist.
In 1999, the Kunsthalle Bielefeld, in collaboration with PS1 New York, presented Conrad Luke as an artist for the first time in a public institution.
Collector.
I myself, when I went to exhibitions of art from this area, discovered from time to time the note, collection Dorothee Conrad Fischer, collection Caspar Fischer, collection Bertha Fischer. So I was a little bit getting interested what is behind these labels.
The creation of an archive.
There's a collection, an archive behind this, and this show now, With the Probability of Being Seen, the Conrad Dorothee and Conrad Fischer Archives of an Attitude, is the first time that this complex personality of Conrad Fischer as artist, as curator, and as collector, archivist is getting together.
With the Probability of Being Seen, Dorothy and Conrad Fischer, Archives of an Attitude, exhibition at the Makba, May 15th to October 12th, 2010.
We should also start in the CEDOC, not in the museum, in the documentation center, to get an idea how intense Conrad Fischer was working in 66, 1967, 68, on both as artist and curator to support and to publish the new tendencies of conceptual art those years.
The reconstruction of number 12 Neubruckstrauss in Dusseldorf.
As the main exhibition space on Plantados should be connected, so between CEDOC and down in the atrium of Makba, we find the reconstruction of the first gallery space by Conrad Fischer, Neubrückstraße, number 12, Düsseldorf.
A metaphor of the installation as such.
So this very particular one space in Düsseldorf where artists did site-specific installations, very special artworks which are created for this space, is then the link to the exhibition upstairs, but this one room space, Neubrückstraße, in terms for the installation, was for me also a metaphor for the installation as such.
The development of minimalism and conceptual art.
Upstairs, the main gallery space is one big space, which holds now the development from the very beginning of minimalist conceptual art from Solowit, Robert Ryman, Carl André, up to Mario Merz and others.
Establishment of a dialogue between the US and Europe.
When I put these names, Solowit, Carl André, Mario Merz, of course, Joseph Beuys from Düsseldorf, the whole idea about the show is first a dialogue that started in those years between Europe and United States of America.
Interest in young American artists.
As we know, the 50s, or actually until the mid-60s, the contemporary art movement happened more in still in France, in Paris, of course, and in Amsterdam. But Conrad Fischer and his interest in the young American artists of those years, like Karl André and Solovit, opened up this dialogue and shifted the center of avant-garde from Europe to New York.
Prospect, an alternative to the first art market in Cologne.
In late summer 1968, the very first commercial art market ever was founded in Cologne by Association of German Art Dealers. This group of art dealers had invited only German art dealers. This provoked Conrad Fischer that much, this limitation to one nation, that he made another exhibition in contrast to that, just very short in time, in Düsseldorf, which is called Prospekt. And for this Prospekt exhibitions, which continued also in 69, 71, 73, 76, Conrad Fischer and his colleague at that time, Hans Strelo, invited only international artists and international galleries to participate in this exhibition.
Conrad Fischer and his influence on the internationalization of the art world.
Even more beyond this dialogue that started those years, Europe, America, the new centers, Amsterdam, Düsseldorf, New York. Even more, I think Conrad Fischer, from my point of view, is one of the key figures of the internationalization of the art world, both in terms of artist exhibition and market and collectors.
The exhibition of a line featuring 40 years of avant-garde art.
All this exhibition is about a line, a timeline, a family tree, how from one small little space and an incredible activity of very few people, the art, which is still doing the art exhibitions today since 40 years, that this avant-garde is growing and growing.
The line is a formal metaphor for the exhibition.
In a kind of formal sense, when you see upstairs the exhibition, the idea of line, what Karl André had brought into art history, and more precise in the history of sculpture, the idea to go from one place to the other, to have a distance, to have a horizontal line, this is the formal metaphor of the installation of this exhibition. In this way, you can see the works by Richard Long, who did first walks in nature, in countryside, and then published the maps where he was walking and showed the stones he were collecting as lines of walks in nature. This line is also continued in another way by the endless writings of Haneda Bowen, and of course the famous lines and numbers of Fibonacci, which was taken by Mario Merz to give the idea of endlessness of line in space, is another metaphor for this idea of the line for the whole exhibition.
The opportunity to connect German art to international art, Dorothy Fischer.
Both of us, we studied in the Kunstakademie in Düsseldorf, we're interested in art anyway, and Conrad was quite a successful artist already when we started the gallery, and his aim was to, he always was very curious what's going on outside, but we didn't have so much opportunity, the artist there, to see it. So he was really interested in bringing art from outside to Düsseldorf and also to give the Düsseldorf artists the possibility to see it and to be able to extend the German artists and to the outside.
Conrad Fischer's work with Alfred Schmela.
There was another gallerist who in Düsseldorf, Alfred Schmela, who inspired Conrad to maybe, he wanted to work together with him, but then a little while after he said, I do not want it anymore, and inside this time Conrad Fischer already had a concept of doing things, and then we thought we'd do it ourselves, and if it doesn't work out, We can close the gallery again after 1 year.
His relationship with Harald Zeman.
The role of Harald Zeman was, we had connection with Harald Zeman already in the time when Conrad was an artist. He did show in Bern. And so that was why we knew each other. And then 2 years later, Harald Zeman organized this exhibition, When Attitudes Become Form. And then the artists in Attitudes Become Form, and almost all the artists we showed before were shown there, and we also worked on it together with Zeman.
Participation as curators at Documenta.
After this, Harald Zeman was organizing Documenta 5, and he asked Conrad to do one section together with Klaus Honneff, one of the document, which was the most remained as the most famous part of this Documenta.
Dorothy and Conrad Fischer with Joseph Beuys.
Beuys was always a very important person in Düsseldorf for all other artists and also for us. And he is a little bit older, and so he was always around, and he supported other artists also. He was very nice to the gallery. We didn't show him in the beginning, because he was with the other gallery, and so this is not fair to take it out, but we later on we did 3 exhibitions. And the most important exhibition we did of Beuys is this Schmerzraum, which is now in the Caixa in Barcelona.
Macba.cat